Does a museum have an obligation to return works of art to countries that didn't agree to give them up in the first place? Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on KWBU.
What should big national museums do when other countries ask for works of art to be returned to them? If they claim the works of art were stolen during a war or occupation, is there any political or moral obligation on the part of the museums holding these pieces to return them? That's a particularly sharp question today in France. Over the past few years, several African countries that were controlled by France when it had colonies have formally requested that French museums return artworks both large and small. Back in March, President Emmanuel Macron ordered a report on whether his country should return works of art to places in Africa that were once French colonies and from which tens of thousands of artifacts were brought back to museums in France over a period of about 150 years. A French art historian and a Senegalese economist prepared the report, and it was presented to Macron in November. It recommended that French museums give back all works that were taken from African countries without consent if African countries request them back. Macron has announced that he agrees. This is the first time the head of a European state that was once a colonizing power has agreed that art should go back. For starters, he's ordered the permanent return of 26 items that the country of Benin has requested. Macron sought to set himself apart from the past when he said, "I belong to a generation of French people for whom the crimes of European colonization are incontestable," and he believes that taking this action proves he's serious. "African cultural heritage can no longer remain a prisoner of European museums," he later added dramatically. The numbers here are significant. The Christian Science Monitor recently estimated that 500,000 works of art from sub-Saharan countries are currently held outside the continent. One museum in Paris alone has 70,000 objects in its collection. Whether this will lead to a headlong return of artifacts to the countries from which they came is anyone's guess, but many French museums are wary of their collections being emptied out. One French museum director said that the report falsely associates all African art in French museums with the impurity of colonial crime. He recommended instead that pieces of African art in French museums simply be more actively circulated throughout museums in Africa. "Universal museums," he says, "are an important element of the common heritage of humanity." The former head of a museum's ethics committee in Great Britain says Macron's action gives fresh energy to attempts around the world for countries to get their art back from places where they think it doesn't belong, from museums they believe gained those pieces through some illicit process. France isn't the only country under such international pressure, and African art isn't the only topic of conversation. More on this next week.